once again, here we are, the controversy. Stephen B. doing it for in the key of V for you and me. This is going to be a mind-blowing show today. There's a lot of things we're going to discuss. So black, bold, beautiful, get an understanding. We're going to do it today. Talk at you.
It's you and me.
Wisconsin, those folks there at the University of Wisconsin, one of the schools that was alumni of my wife. I don't know why I thought about that today, but thought I'd give a shout out to Madison as well as Michigan State because she went to Michigan State as well. And while we're talking about Michigan State, let me start the show before I go to my local thing we normally start. You know, this thing about Howard at University of Michigan and the controversy that's involved in it. You know, I got to say that the brother acted really irrational. I get it. It's basketball. It's competitiveness of it. And, yes, it didn't make any sense to me that one would call a timeout with 12 points ahead with a few seconds to go. But it is what it is. But it's not what it is we got to stop negatively and be shown in the light in which shown we understand that part of the problem we have culture within the community of color is how we react to things. And young people see that and young people take that as the way we should react. So that kind of culture, we got to change. We'll talk about that a little later when we get into some of the national things I want to talk about. But let's talk about some of the local things here that are going on. Crime is really gotten completely out of control. A little later on, we'll talk about the Chuck E. Cheese incident, and we'll talk about some of the other things that are happening. But locally, let me say something. It is interesting to me that Indianapolis, Indiana, is fortunate. The state of Indiana itself is fortunate. The United States military is fortunate that here in Indiana, we have first black female brigadier general, General Brokaw, female general. One of the first in the armed forces, especially the first here in Indiana. And this happened in September of 2021, and I wasn't aware, but I must apologize for my ignorance, seeing as though that I'm so vested in American Legion and veterans' concerns. But I didn't know about it until, you know, it was brought up today. And my point is this, you know, we've got to start concentrating on the good things that happen within the Black community other than the violence and the negative things that happen. And we really need to take the time to highlight those things. I mean, you know, it's interesting to me that we only do it once a month. The reason why our culture is behind, because other cultures, the Jewish community, the obviously the white community, the Hispanic, the Oriental community, make things relevant that are good in their community year-round. But we only think about it during February, Black History Month. Black history doesn't stop, doesn't start within a month. It is a year-round occurrence. Let's just take, you know, what we have heard about the ice skater who was a Black female. If it didn't happen, the Olympics didn't happen during Black History Month, you got to wonder. Or what about the young ladies that have stepped up and dealing with crews in NASCAR? Unheard of, but it's happening. Okay, what about, you know, like I said, this general? It's happening, yet we concentrate year-round on the negativism within the community, or we allow the media to make reference to the negative things in our community year-round, but we only talk about the positive things in our community during Black History Month. Black History Month should be every single. If nobody else is going to send our message, we must be about the business of doing such. And until we understand that, we're going to continue to have some of the problems that we have, because year-round, the shootings we hear about, the drugs we hear about, the battery of women we hear about. We hear all these things year round, but we only hear the good things that happen within the community of color during Black History Month. If you don't put your images out there of positivism, then what else is it that our young people have to look forward to or to look up to? We've got to do a better job of that, and hopefully through not only my radio broadcast, but others that are coming about on the Yasser Network, we're going to be able to put out that message on a year-round basis. It's necessary. You know, one of the things that was asked of me when I made the comments about the shooting that happened here in Indianapolis about Chuck E. Cheese, which I'm still furious about. I mean, just unbelievably furious about. And not only that, I'm very heartbroken because lives are lost. You know, one of the things that are really important, we start talking, better yet, listening. You know, there, and I don't want somebody to call me later and let me know, because I saw the, and hopefully when the engineers get back, as they're doing what they're doing, trying to organize me remotely, hopefully when they come back, they can give me a feed in reference to a gentleman that was on the news yesterday. And this gentleman, you know, used an old style approach to dealing with the situations that we have in our community today. And I know this sounds like I'm skipping around, but let me go back to tell you why that's interesting to me. Because, you know, when I posted the words in reference to what happened with the Chuck E. Cheese incident, you know, someone shot back to me an answer. Steve, what is it that you are a response? What is it that you suggest we do? And, you know, I thought about that a lot. And then this came about. And it just so happens, the interesting thing about it is right after the shooting, I had to attend a funeral of a good friend of mine's father. And just so happens that Reverend Harrison, the leader of the 10-Point Coalition, was there. And, you know, I sat next to him and we greeted each other and we began to talk about this shooting and what led to it and what we do know about it at this point. And one of the things that he said to me was, Steve, you know, I read what you said and I heard what you said. You know, what do we do? Well, you know, in thinking of that and then thinking of the comment that the young lady sent to me in my Facebook page, you know, I did have to think because what I basically did was a lot of times we make statements about we have to do something, but we don't have a solution. And then, you know, people get disheartened and say there are no solutions. But back to my story in reference to this gentleman who has a barbershop. You know, and back in the day when I was growing up, you know, one of the things that I liked going to was the barbershop because there was so much conversation about what was happening in the community and who was doing what and what we were doing. And, you know, it was one of those times of enlightenment and education of what was going on in our community. Well, what he has done is open his barbershop. People could come in and talk and take a lot of young people and get safe in order to just talk about what's going on. Well, he invited some personnel from the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department to dialogue with the people. Basically, use an old style approach to a not new style, but style approach with the violence and the problems we have in our community. And the police came. The dialogue was interesting. One of the things that came out was a young man said, "We're talking, but are you really listening?" That is the key. If there's nothing else that was more relevant about that exchange or that whole time they were there, is the talking continues, but are we truly listening? You know, it makes no sense to bring someone to the table, especially those who are younger than we are, and we do the talking, but when they begin to talk, we don't listen because we are so pre-programmed to this young person we think doesn't know any better, who hasn't been around long enough to understand, who's still wet behind the ears, that we don't listen. We got to start listening, people. We got to. Because the problem right now is the talking is cheap. Listening is golden. Because you can't listen while you're so busy talking. You have to take the time to stop and listen. And some of the things that came out during this process is obviously I didn't hear the whole conversation because you can only get so much from the news. And at the end, you know, I saw where they took pictures all together and, you know, kumbaya and all that stuff. But what came out of the snippets that I understood is that the police are listening. They are hearing. They have no choice because of their lives depend on it as well. We need to start doing it as a community. We need to take the time, have the patience to listen, because only then can you truly understand what's going on. One of the things that I tell everybody that is aware of the fact that for 17, 18 years, I listened to Rush Limbaugh faithfully every single day. And people would say to me, why are you listening to Rush Limbaugh? Because Rush Limbaugh not only was a brilliant broadcaster, but Rush Limbaugh had a problem. The problem was that Rush Limbaugh talked about everything that the conservative right wing of America was doing to us, how they were doing it, why they were doing it, and I listened. That's how you find out what the problem is, which will give you the power to defend yourself. once again, we need to start listening. And in part of that listening process, I am glad you are listening to me. Because whether you disagree with me or not, and to be honest with you, at this point in time in my life, I don't particularly care. If you don't want to listen, you don't want to listen. Because I get that some way, I get like that sometimes too. But the truth of the matter is, whether you agree with me or disagree with me, the fact that you listen enlightens you, at least it informs you. And information is gold in our society, especially dealing with the problems in which we have. I don't like everything that everybody says about me or to me. But I have learned to develop the attitude that it doesn't make a difference. As long as you're talking to me or talking about me, at least you're thinking about me, which is important, especially in what I do. So, you know, that's the beginning of the solutions to our ill. Are we going to be able to get rid of all the violence? That ain't going to happen. Just like we're not going to get rid of all the drugs. You know, like I've said before and I'll say it again, if you want to lessen the situation that's negative in our community, especially when it comes to drugs, start by knocking down the doors of the White House. Okay? Because the truth of the matter is, if you don't think that our government is complicit in this, something is truly wrong with you, because there's, I said, during 9/11, you couldn't get any drugs. Nothing moved in this country. Everything stopped. We sealed off our borders, locked it up like they're putting you in prison. We can do that. So let's stop saying that the government's not involved, and let's stop not understanding what we're doing. Okay? Now with that being said, I don't want to deliver the violent thing too long. I do want to get some more involved in it. Not only got to talk about that, we got to talk about the Ukraine situation, which is everything happened as I predicted. Wait a second, I got to do this. Oh well, I have to call her back. Okay. Anyway, we also want to talk about some sports things that happened. Some changes in sports. And also, I would like someone to kind of help me out in a situation. And that situation is my brain is about to explode. One of the bad part about it is I'm talking with 10% of what's in my brain, because the rest of it is kind of left in my wallet, because we can only handle so much at a time, especially you out there in the listening audience can only handle so much of what I got to say at a time, because I'm coming to you at a little different perspective, and I ain't scared to say it. One of the things I do want to tell you, though, is and the reason why I'm talking kind of back and forth, because I don't have my script, my program ahead of me like normally, because, you know, doing it remotely and traveling and stuff, you kind of got, things kind of get mixed up a little bit. And I just found out this morning that my last broadcast, the audio feed didn't work. So I don't know what that's about, but hopefully we got it corrected. Hopefully it's being corrected now, even though my screen just went out. So I hope these technicians hurry up and do what they're doing, because it's driving me nuts. But one of the things I want to say to you is the next two shows, I'm going to be talking about blacks and the American Legion, specifically in the national headquarters of the Legion, specifically American Legion Post 249. And the reason why it's time for me to come out and be very vocal about it is because, A, I spent 25 years of my life in the American Legion. I've never joined any organization. I think I joined NAACP once, only because of the election. Heck, I can't remember. But I'm not a joiner, okay? I participate in a lot of things, but I'm really not a joiner. And the American Legion is the only organization that I've ever been affiliated with in my entire life. And what's going on, especially at American Legion Post 249, is really a travesty and a disrespect to those who came before us. I mean, this post has been in existence since 1937, I think. Oh, my technician's back now. God, thank you. Anyway, and my producer's back. He's back. Bernstein's, Willard's.
What's
back.
Up? Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, man. I'm glad you're back, because I was bouncing around and doing a couple of things. But anyway, we're going to talk about that since it's Black History Month. this is a part of history that needs to be known and part of it needs to be corrected. Because if not, that institution will not be with us much longer. That institution, American Legion Post 249, was the golden child of the American Legion, especially in the national headquarters for many, many years. And because of some attitudes and because of some greed, I'm going to call it what it is, then things have happened to the negative, and it's time for us to turn it back into the positive. Criticism I'm not going to do, but I am going to point out some facts about what brought us to this point. And a lot of it has to do with disinformation and jealousy. Jealousy. Old-fashioned jealousy, who has destroyed more institutions than the law allows, and is definitely destroying black institutions every day. So we're going to get into that in a few. I'm going to get my producer right quick, so we're going to take a quick pause for the call so we can kind of get organized. But we'll be right back. Welcome to the show, Controversy. Stephen B. doing in the key of B. That's excellence for you and me. And I got some shout-outs today. Number one, there's a young lady who is from Louisville, Kentucky. I want to give her a shout-out. Jane Henson, girl, you got it going on. We got to talk. Talk at you later.
Not that I don't want you here, yeah. It's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear. I fall for you every time I try to resist you. We can get away, palm trees, beach views, ordinary day. All I wanna hear is in the visions on replay. Sit right next to you.
welcome back to Controversy, doing the Key of V. Stephen V, black, bold, beautiful, and outrageous. We're going to do some rapping today. So right now, let me pay some bills, first of all, because you got to do that. And we're sponsored by YazzerRadio.com. And I want you to check out the station because, number one, we're doing a lot of great things. We're growing every day. With your help, we're going to grow quicker, and we're going to grow more. Just to let you know our lineup, on our radio live up YazzerRadio.com, moving forward, it's on Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m., Thursday, 10 to 12 p.m., and it's hosted by Dwayne Abernathy. You got to check that out because that's what it's all about moving forward. Also, my show, as you see, Controversy, Stephen B., on Monday and Wednesday from 10 to 12, and then runs in a continuous loop throughout the week. So check me out. That's your host, Stephen B., Controversy. And that's where we talk about everything and everybody and anything. So, and we ain't scared. You don't talk. Also, don't forget the Culture Talk radio show. That's
no,
Tuesday.
Don't have Culture Talk anymore.
Oh.
Should be scratched out.
I got to scratch out my notes. Talk with Tana. That's Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m., hosted by Tana B. And while we're at it, wait. Check this out. While we're at it, interrupting here. Tana B and YazzerRadio.com presents Funny First Friday Comedy Show. That's March the 4th, 2022. Doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8:30. Tickets are 10 in advance, $15 at the door. And also on that show, you got Mick Shaw, you got Don Mason, you got Denise, the comedian, Wynette and Hypnotic. It's going to be a great show. You got to check it out. It's going to be at Premier Ultra Lounge, which is on 1020 East Washington Street, Suite 790 in Indianapolis, Indiana. That's sponsored by Yaza Radio. And Tana B is going to, you know, she's gonna turn it out. She's going to have a great time. So please check that out. That's, once again, that's March the 4th, 2022. Funny First Friday Comedy Show. That's at Premier Lounge, 1020 East Washington Street, Suite 790, Indianapolis, Indiana. Now back to our lineup.
I got something we got to add.
Oh, okay.
New announcement from Yizer. Yizer now has, you know, got like PBS, public broadcasting, television and radio.
Yep.
You know how they pay for members.
Yep.
Now Yizer has a membership program to support the program and the television stations and the radio stations and stuff like that. So now we're running a TV and radio advertising membership. And with that membership, it's a 30-second video commercial, a 30-second audio commercial, and it's a 3-month marketing campaign. You get all the benefits of being a member of Yizer for only $1,200.
Wow. Really?
That's right there, yes. So you could add that to your announcements too. So now we have a membership program for supporters to support the network, because Yizer is community-based. We're not going after no corporate dollars or anything like that. The community is going to support this movement. But when I say corporate dollars, let me rephrase that. We're not going to be controlled by corporate dollars.
There you go.
So that means we will work with corporations, but we will not lose our voice behind working with corporate dollars. So that's what I meant to say.
Oh, cool.
So now we have the new TV and radio membership here at Yizer. Oh, what's the phone number down there? If they're interested, see the number there?
Yeah, the number is 847-232-9368, option number 4. Once again, that the number is 847-232-9368, option number 4.
So you're getting 3 months marketing campaign, digital marketing campaign, radio commercial, TV commercial for only $1,200.
Wow.
Can't beat that.
That's a fact.
That's like only like $400 a month.
That's true.
$100 a week.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are the people who are have shows on our network, are they available to assist in doing commercials for people?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So your favorite personality from the network will actually do your voiceover.
I guess
your commercial.
I guess you will have a lot of requests from me.
They love your voice though, Bernstein.
Right.
I'm Bernstein.
Yeah.
I'm sleepy. Sorry, you guys. It's Monday, but it's not Monday. It's actually Wednesday. But go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. I just want to show you the new announcement.
He's been working it hard, ladies and gentlemen. I'm serious.
Woodward.
He stays constantly busy. I don't know how he does it. And at the same time, I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, but a wonderful parent, single parent. This is a brother, okay? Now, we joke about a lot of things. We even joke about the names and the names that we use. But the truth of the matter is, this gentleman is not only producing a network, created a platform, but with everything else he's doing, he's also running the company Digital Guard, which we'll talk about as well. And he's raising a daughter. So, you know, we need to start highlighting those things about our community. Because right now, black men have such a bad name. When the truth of the matter is, there's a lot of brothers out here that are good brothers doing the right thing. So we gotta talk about that. Like I said, we need to stop talking about good things in our community once a month.
Right.
Okay. White America, Hispanic community, the Chinese community, the Jewish community, they talk about good things year round.
Exactly. Have you noticed that we are dominated by, they only talk about the bad of our culture. You watch the news, you watch any network. That's why Yizer's different, because we're moving our people forward. We're going to show and talk about the positive things. Now, you know, we might highlight some of the negative, but we don't want to be like everybody else, because you can go to any network and you're going to hear about the shootings and the killings in our culture and our community, but you don't ever hear about the good things.
That's right.
You know, and that's one thing that we're going to be different here. That we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the great things that's going on in
right.
our community.
Right. Also, back to our lineup here on our TV lineup, we got new episodes on Sunday, Culture Kings. That's on the SIB TV channel. These are two brothers talking about, dynamically different brothers, but two brothers that are united in one thing, about the truth. I know it's hard for a lot of us today, but the truth will set us free. And these brothers talk about that. So y'all need to check that show off. That's every Sunday. What's the time? The time's not on here.
Yeah, because it runs on a 24-hour loop.
Oh, okay.
So come midnight, 12 a.m. on Sunday. Then it runs every constantly on a loop.
Okay,
right
cool.
Now. Yep.
So,
we're going to start doing time. That's another thing, too. Anybody out there who's looking to have their own television show, right now we're looking for television shows for the SIB channel. If you're into entertainment, like if you like a poetry reading or a dance, music, live entertainment, we're looking to fill the schedule for SIB channel.
Okay.
So we're asking, so if you want to get in touch with us, hit us up at marketing@yizer.com. That's marketing@yizer, and Yizer is YIZZOR. So if you want to submit and get your own show, hit us up.
Okay, y'all need to check that out, because we're trying to do things here, and we need your help. We need your support in order to put a good thing out within all the bad things that happen in our community. And don't forget, on Wednesday, Pep and Snap, that's on the One God TV channel. Yes, we believe in him, too. Hello.
Or some people believe that God is, some Americans say that God means guns, oil, drugs.
Really?
Yes, you never heard that before?
No, and I'm kind of glad I didn't, and I'm really upset I'm hearing
it. They said that some Americans believe that G-O-D stands for guns, oil, drugs.
Really? Wow. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Kind of insulting, but so is my name at times, I guess. So anyway, don't forget on Wednesday, Peppy and Snap on the One God TV channel. And on Saturday, Yizer Radio Raw on the Yizer Radio channel. So y'all need to check that out. And don't forget to support Digital Guard, which is one of the most revolutionary security companies out right now. I mean, the technology that these brothers are using is unbelievable. You can contact them for your home needs at, you better say it because I don't have it in front of me. It's Digital Guard. Help me.
PreventBusinessCrimes.com, PreventHomeCrimes.com.
There you go. We got both for your business as well as your home. Security is important, especially with what's going on now. So please support that. Now, back to the show. When you get a chance, Bernstein, kind of hook me up with that clip on reference to the shooting at Chuck E. Cheese, because I want to cover our local first and then get to our national, because I'm really, really pissed off both locally and nationally, really, actually, because once again, we're involved in a war, and I've been telling people the whole couple of weeks about that, right? And everything happened the way I said it would happen. So,
ready.
Okay, let's listen to this clip in reference to the shooting in Indianapolis at Chuck E. Cheese. We're getting there. I can barely hear us. Okay, we're having a technical difficulty. We'll have to... I guess we'll have to come back to that. But anyway, while we're looking it up, let me go over this Chuck E. Cheese thing. And I don't really want to overtax your brain with it, but it is so important. Just listen to this. For whatever reason that's going on with this street war, they were having a party with a bunch of kids at Chuck E. Cheese. And apparently, one of the people who are involved in what's going on wrong with our city and our state and our country happened to be there, I'm gathering, with his children or someone's children. And they decide that was the time to hit this boy. Boy come out, they start shooting. You know, shooting out the windows, shooting at him. I'm not even sure. I think he was killed. I'm not sure. But they also told me later on that a young lady was killed as well. All these kids. And really? Really? That is unacceptable in anybody's culture. And if you're not angry about it, you should be. Look at how many of those children will be traumatized for the rest of their life. They'll never forget that. Going to an outing of a birthday party to celebrate one of the young friend's birthday, and this happens? If you really think that's allowable, especially those of us of color, something is seriously wrong with you. We have got to stop and stop now. Are we going to get rid of it totally? No, we're not. We need to stop making excuses and accepting such behavior. And I told Reverend Harrison, as I sat next to him at that funeral, when he asked me, like I was telling you about solutions, and things just rattled in my mind, here's a solution. I want everybody to take the opportunity to look at a movie called Meteor Man that was produced by Robert Townsend. And it's a comedy. Don't get me wrong. It's funny as hell. But look at the end of that movie. Then you will find the solution to what's going on in our neighborhoods. We need to start taking personal responsibility for not only our neighborhoods, but ourselves. We need to start looking at it ourselves in the mirror. Because I'm going to tell you something. If today you, as a person of color, can look yourself in the mirror, especially those of you, no, really those of you who are doing wrong, look yourself in the mirror and be proud of yourself and like what you see, then I strongly suggest that you don't walk. You run to the nearest psychiatrist or psychologist. I'll be waiting for you. Of course, I know better. I know you won't. Because that sort of behavior is cowardice. It really is. And if you come after me because of what I'm saying, okay, listen, I'll take that one. But the truth of the matter is, it's cowardice. I mean, if you've got to seek revenge, the best revenge to seek is to move on. It's not to go out there and shoot and kill somebody. You think that makes you a big person? It makes you a sad, inhumane individual. It's bad enough you take somebody's life. But what's worse is that you're doing it in front of children. And some of them could have been lost as well. As just the other day, a 16-year-old brother shot his 15-year-old brother and killed him here in Indianapolis. Come on. This is insane. Whew. Let me calm down because I am so upset about this incident. of course, I get upset about a lot of this, but this really strikes me. It really strikes me because, once again, we're letting something happen, and then within 10 days, as Malcolm X said, we 10-day people. We get upset about something for 10 days, and 11th day, you can't find none of us upset about it at all. We've forgotten it. Please don't forget this incident. Please don't. For all of you who remember January the 6th, you think that's bad? This is bad. And you're still talking about that? Let's talk about and do some about this. Let's stop it. Period. Whew. Boy, now I got done with that. Were you able to find the clip?
Got the clip.
Can we run it?
I'm trying to get the audio.
Okay. All right. We're having a problem with our audio system. Now, that's what happens when you're doing things like we do it. You got to adapt, so we're going to adapt. Let me move on to the other local issue. The other local issue is the fact of this September 2021, Indiana was privileged to have a black general, female, lieutenant colonel, promoted to a brigadier general. That was September 2021. We are now in February 2022, and we're just talking about it. Those are the things we need to put out. We got a clip of her, too, as soon as we can get the audio fixed. But those are the things we need to highlight in our community, okay, and stop highlighting the negativism of our community. So as soon as we get
Let's leave that to mainstream. They do enough of that.
That's so true. They promote it. But let me explain something to you. The reason why it's promoted so much is because it's called money. Prisons, money. Crime, money. Politics, money. Ukraine, money. We got to understand that you cannot put the value, any value on life. I don't care how much money you make. You can't take it with you. And guess what? You can't leave with nobody you've taken their life away either. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Come on. This is just getting to get on my last nerve. I'm ready to talk about things that are positive. I'm tired of talking about things that are negative. But we got to cover the news. We got to do the right thing so we can inform our community. Okay. With that being said, let me move to the Ukraine crisis just briefly. I don't want to talk about it long because, once again, the United States has allowed themselves to be goaded into another war by a tyrant, a very, what is that?
You hear some?
Yeah, I'm hearing music, a commercial or something.
It was working, possibly.
Okay, and I'm, there you go.
Celebrated birthdays inside.
There you go. That's
around
5:30
on the far east side near Washington and Mid. Witnesses describe a frightening scene and say kids heard and saw it all.
We in Chuck E. Cheese and they just shot this place up like crazy.
In a restaurant full of children, chaos erupted Sunday evening. Families frantic after a man was shot and killed in the Chuck E. Cheese parking lot on East Washington Street. Glass shattered by gunfire.
You can see that window is busted all out.
Right where parents and their kids were eating. Chantel Dawson, who took this video after the shooting, heard a big bang.
All the kids, a lot of the kids were in there crying, you know, looking for their parents. It was just very chaotic. There was chaos. They were met with chaos. There were people trying to flee the facility. There were people trying to get into their cars and get away from the area as gunshots had been fired in the area. I had ran to the door so I could open it so we could like find safety and stuff, and it was locked, so we just started like piling on top of each other. Well, you know, you were just grabbing kids. It didn't necessarily have to be your kid. You just wanted to make sure all the kids were down.
Dalton and her family were here for a two-year-old's birthday party.
We didn't even get to sing happy birthday to the child. And now all these children have been exposed to violence that is very unnecessary.
Investigators are hoping anyone with cell phone or surveillance video can help find whoever shot the man and took off, possibly in a white SUV.
Can't even have a two-year-old birthday party.
And now families are trying to cope with witnessing a deadly crime. Metro police say there is no ongoing threat to the public.
Well, first of all, I hope Metro Department doesn't think there's not an ongoing threat, because it is. Okay, I mean, let's be realistic. Unfortunately, in our community, revenge, usually deadly revenge, seems to follow such. So I hope they don't think that there's not a continuing threat, because it is. Number two, all I can say is this. I mean, I think the clip said enough. It really did. I just wanted you to hear it so you can hear a little more than what I was able to tell you. Excuse me for a second. Boy, this allergy is killing me. But I want you to understand the gravity of the situation, because it's serious and we need to deal with it. So back to what I was talking about, the Ukraine crisis. First of all, I mean, you know, this has been going on for eons, okay? You know, we can go all the way back to Eisenhower, that I can recall, of this tit for tat, this tyrannical behavior of the people who lead the Russian people, and the acceptance of such by the United States. But this person is particularly dangerous. Particularly dangerous because it's not like he makes it a secret about what he's doing. I mean, he's telegraphed this move. I mean, we sit there and watch it unfold on TV and on radio. So we knew it was going to happen. So here we are again, involved in a war. And to think that we have the audacity as a man of the year once. Can you believe that? Man of the year. I mean, I don't know what year he's man of, or I'm not even sure if he's really a man. Right now, I'm looking at him as a creature of some unknown origins, because number one, it's ridiculous. It's sad that this man has no regard whatsoever for human rights and absolutely no regard for human life.
Is that the lady right there?
That's the general. Oh, yeah, that's her. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I don't want to really belabor it. All I want to do is say, and I hate saying this, but it's true, I told you so. Okay.
We about due for a war, ain't we?
Well, yeah.
We ain't had a war in a minute.
Well, no, we just got out of a war, Afghanistan, the longest war in history.
COVID is a war. Chemical warfare. Biological warfare.
See, that's why I don't like him next to me sometimes. You know, because the truth sometimes hurts, and he's 100% right. Everything we know about the virus itself, even though it's a C virus, all flus are a C virus. But this one was man-made. Exactly, man-made. That's why the cure for it is man-made as well. Okay? I mean, people keep talking about the vaccine, but the only way this could have been dealt with was a man-made vaccine to deal with a man-made virus. Okay?
Facts.
So, you know, are we going to ever get rid of it? No, that ain't going to happen, just like you're never going to get rid of the common core. And while we're talking about that, let me say this. I want to put out a heartfelt thanks, sincere thanks to the doctors and nurses and medical support people who have not only went into this battle blindfolded at sometimes, handcuffs behind their backs, several deaths to fight a war unlike any other war we've ever had. I salute you. I thank you for your service. And sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, God bless you and continue doing what you're doing. I'm very thankful, very proud of the medical community, even though some of us have criticized them so much, especially the doctors who have been dealing with this from the standpoint of disease control, like Dr. Fauci. You know, I mean, this man got his life threatened. You know, they kept talking, you know, conservative people keep talking this crap about, you know, he misled people and he purposely did this and he purposely did that. The truth of the matter is, the man did his job. That's what he did. He is a scientist, he's a doctor. And all answers aren't absolute today. Sometimes it takes time. Look how long it took us to come up with a cure for, muscular dystrophy? Is it muscular dystrophy? The one Danny Thomas? What is Danny Thomas? Is he MS?
Danny Thomas.
Yeah, what was You said, who's Danny Thomas?
Yeah.
I know you didn't. Are you serious? Who's Danny Thomas? Well, let's start with the Children's Hospital that he created, that children have free medical care, that is very much supported by the Masons. He was a comedian, actor, singer. His daughter was the star of the show That Girl, Marlo Thomas. And he hooked up with, what's the guy's name? Jerry Lewis.
Oh, okay.
Who raised tons of money, tons of it.
Now, I remember growing up as a kid, that thing used to come on for 2 hours a day.
Exactly.
You know what? They don't do that anymore, do they?
He's no longer.
I'm talking about those telethons. You remember you ever had the Jerry Lewis, then they had the Lou Rawls thing.
Lou Rawls is still doing.
They used to broadcast it on TV. You remember they used to be on the TV for 5 or 6, 8 hours at a time?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because that's interesting. The Lou Rawls thing was to raise money for
United Negro College Fund.
Right. And what is happening, and it's not unfortunate, but obviously Lou's gone. What is happening is the whole model of raising money has changed, certainly for black colleges. And the
HBCU.
There you go.
I went to an HBCU with the last name Bernstein.
Where'd you go, man?
Norfolk State.
Did you really?
In Virginia, yes. For communications.
Really? So you was out there in the farm country and stuff, huh?
Well, I was in the Navy. I went to college at the same time.
Smart man. So did I. But anyway, that whole concept has changed. And I think it's better. And I think that, unless I'm mistaken, I think they're raising more money with the model they're using now. But they still do the telethon. They do. In fact, I got to laugh about this. The Indiana Pacers were going broke. This was years ago. And they were transferring over from the ABA to the NBA.
Okay.
Guess how they saved them? They had a telethon.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody used to do telethons back in the day. Maybe we should do a telethon for Yizer. Bring it back.
That ain't a bad idea. We got enough people that are entertaining out here. I think we could do. In fact, I think we should do that. I think we should do it. But I think we should do it for a cause.
Yeah, raise money for a cause.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know. What's a good cause right now? Obviously, black college is a good cause.
We need to teach economics in our community, so we should create a thing for young entrepreneurs in our culture. Raise money to help up and coming entrepreneurs.
I don't think it's a bad idea, but you know what? I'd like you to entertain this. Here in Indiana, there was a place called Lyle Station.
Okay.
And Lyle Station was there was another community that had at one time 1,000 black farmers, and they raised sweet corn and watermelon. That's what they raised. And still this day, anybody will tell you that their watermelon is one of the sweetest ever. Well, what has happened is that now it's down to very few farmers. I don't even think they have 100 in this area right now. I've got to look it up. I'm pretty sure it's Lyle Station.
Okay.
Well, they tried to revitalize that whole culture, back maybe 20 years ago, and my deceased wife was involved in it,
mm-hmm.
where they tried to revitalize it and then help them get their vegetables to market.
Okay.
But these black farmers are no longer existed. And one of the things that impressed me about Flanner House and Brandon Crosby, the director there, is him invoking that garden and selling vegetables from their garden to the community. Maybe that's something we should really invest in, because when it's all said and done, food is very important, especially to our community, and we don't have black farmers anymore.
Yeah.
So maybe that's something we can raise money for. I don't know.
Yeah, we can raise money for a whole lot of different causes. No one says we can have to just do one.
Right.
Whatever thing is positive to move us forward, we went at Yizer
so
to make that happen.
So well, let's look into that about the fundraising thing, because I think it's important. But yeah, like I said, it saved the Pacers, and they're still here. So But anyway, the other thing is, you got a clip for the Black General?
I'm with General.
Yeah, you got that?
Yes.
Yeah. So I want to get all these clips out of the way so I can get back to the main focus today. Yes, we will be talking about catfishing. We'll be talking about that. You know I will, because that's my pet peeve right now. As a matter of fact, once again, it just happened on the internet.
I promise you guys a weekend that...
They're not paying for that commercial. Pass this commercial.
Where we'll find it.
It takes years, even decades, to move up the ranks in the Indiana National Guard. This past year, a soldier made history by becoming the Guard's first Black female general.
Tonight, our Sierra Putman talks with that woman to learn what it took to get to this point and how she hopes her position helps inspire others.
I am Brigadier General Felicia Brokaw. I am the Chief of Staff, J4, for wartime at Youth Forces Korea.
Years ago, she joked about reaching this point.
And I'm like, I'm gonna be the adjutant general of the state. I'm going to be a general officer. And they're like, you can't do that. You can't be that because you're just a lieutenant. But I can dream. Mm-hmm. I can want.
After 3 decades of service, her dream became reality in September. Brigadier General Felicia Brokaw spent most of her career as a logistician, making sure soldiers got the supplies they needed. General Brokaw was also named commander of Camp Atterbury and earned the Bronze Star, a journey possible because of the Black people who fought for America even before it was a sovereign nation.
Many times have not been recognized, but they have participated.
Like the ancestors of the past, her journey wasn't easy. General Brokaw considered leaving the Army, but...
If all the good people get out, then who's left to make a difference?
She says the military recruits women and people of color, but not enough stay and make it into leadership roles.
To put this in perspective, less than 3% of senior leaders in the Indiana National Guard are women of color, only 38 out of just under 1,400.
Now we're 40 and the C4.
That number includes Lieutenant Colonels Angel Averett and Jennifer Ruth Green. Both were excited to see General Brokaw promoted.
What was your thoughts when that happened?
Yay! I was excited.
Has done it with grace and with integrity and with honor, all still while looking fabulous.
Colonel Averett is part of the Indiana National Guard's diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts to not just recruit, but retain guardsmen of diverse backgrounds.
But it takes time to grow us. And we have to want to invest that time into the individuals.
Colonel Green became a pilot after speaking to a Tuskegee Airman.
And then he just looked at me in my face and he just said, if you don't stand on our shoulders, who will?
Since then, she served in combat and became the commander of the 122nd Fighter Wing Communications Flight, the first Black and Asian woman to take on the role. General Brokaw helps future soldiers and airmen see themselves when they hear these stories.
If I can hold the path, hold the door, I just need somebody to stay in long enough to replace me.
Wow. Hey, let me tell you something. First of all, she's right. She's fabulous. That's for sure. I mean, she's a very attractive woman. But pay attention to what she said. You know, I mean, you know, one of the comments that she said that Tuskegee Airmen said, that we need to change in our culture is we can stand on their shoulders. Why are we trying to wait for them to stand on ours? That's how we move forward. They've laid the path for us. They've opened the door. All we got to do is walk in and keep moving forward. That's important. And like I said, that just don't have to be the message during February Black History Month. That should be the message every day, especially to our youth. Our babies, the most precious thing that we have in our lives are our children. We got to do a better job educating them. We got to do a better job of teaching them. We got to do a much better job of loving them. Boy. With that being said, Bernstein.
Yes.
Like I said, you know, starting next week, I've got to talk about the Black veterans and not only their plight as a whole, but certainly their plight here in Indianapolis, because it's kind of disturbing. It's kind of disheartening. you as well as I do, because you're a veteran and you know some of what I'm talking about. I mean, am I being too nasty by using the word disgusting?
No. Say that again?
Am I being too nasty using the word disgusting in reference to the American Legion Post of Color here? Am I being a little too harsh?
I'm disgusted with them.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, after 25 years and rising to the rank of second in command of the American Legion Department of Indiana, there ain't too many blacks up there. In fact, in the executive committee now, there's no blacks. And there hasn't been any for a while. Well, I've been on the executive committee for a couple of years, but, you know, 100 years since 1937, here the National Headquarters of American Legion, it took this long for us to reach that level. It's at us, because I didn't do it by myself. I was just fortunate enough to be that one individual that they placed there. But, excuse me. But when I say that I went through hell to get there, but I was determined to achieve it because, number one, if I can do it, then my thought processes are that more will come after me. Some should have come before me without a shadow of a doubt. And now we have a national chaplain of the American Legion. We're talking millions of people. We're talking a couple of millions of people who are legionnaires, veterans of the American Legion. Here in the state of Indiana, more than 190,000. And out of all that, there's two of us, the national chaplain, Edward L. Harris, Jr., formerly, and myself, second vice commander of the American Legion Department of Indiana, that arose out of this situation. And the shame is, as we arose out of it, it almost looked like it was disappearing right in front of our eyes. We need to explore the reasons. We need to stop it before it gets closed. And we need to be honest about it. You know, stop the player hating and the jealousy and all that stuff. If you think that I did all this for me, something is really seriously wrong with you, because I never made a dime, never took a dime. But that post, based on some of my concepts and with some help of others, raised $2.9 million in 20 years for a nonprofit black organization, and we have nothing to show for it. Something's seriously wrong with that. We'll explore that in the next couple of shows. Especially now it's about to become an election, and I'm determined. Am I running? Let me put this out right now, because I've heard so many lies about that too. I have no intentions whatsoever of being commander of a post, period. That wouldn't make sense. That's moving backwards, okay? Not that it's bad being one. I enjoyed it. There's a lot of things we've done. There's a lot of things that it can continue to do, but not operating the way it's operating now. Sometimes we got to begin to clean up our own house, and this is a situation where it needs cleaning up. And me, I ain't scared to talk about it. I hope you ain't scared to take it. So with that being said, oh, and let me say this in reference to 249. I got to give a shout out to the auxiliary of Post 249, because I'm going to tell you something. When I say holding it down and be real, these girls are real. Excuse me. These ladies hold it down and for real. And they're about to become a post or unit that's about to become the president of the state of Indiana's auxiliary, Cheryl Three. Wonderful, wonderful lady, even though she graduated from Ohio State. I ain't going to blame that, you know. Can't be perfect. And her graduating from Ohio State is definitely one of those bad marks. No, I'm just joking. Really, Ohio State's cool. The Ohio State. But no, we really, once again, you touch on those things that are good. Let's put those things out, because the Auxiliary 249 are phenomenal women who not only hold it down, do what's right about the American Legion. And that's what I really love about them. The SAL is trying. They're doing better. In fact, my older brother is in charge of SAL, which is the Sons of the Legion. They're doing much, much better. But the post as a whole, all I can do is shake my head in wonderment. Because it makes no sense. And if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Hello? Okay. Now, couple shout outs, and then I got to get back to my pet peeve. Shout outs. Let's see. Jane Hansen in Louisville, Kentucky. Wonderful lady. Teddy Mims in Detroit. One of my best friends over 30 years. Really heavy brother. Want to give a shout out to him. May Merriweather from Indianapolis. Want to give a shout out to her. Marcus Oliver from Indianapolis. Well, he's not from Indianapolis. Where's Marcus from?
North Carolina.
And the brother from North Carolina, South Carolina.
Greensboro, South Carolina.
Greenville.
Greenville. Yeah.
Greenville, South Carolina. Yeah, Marcus Oliver, one very heavy brother, a veteran. Excuse me. Evangelist Lorraine Watkins, who's from Greenville, South Carolina. Let's see, who else? God, I've met so many people lately. And without a shadow of a doubt, Reverend Harrison, President of 10 Point Coalition here in Indianapolis. I want to give all of them a shout out because, you know, you make what I do worthwhile. And at the same time, you make what I do easy when it comes to people like you. These are the kind of people that we need to be talking about in our black community. And definitely, without being said, I mean, right now, to me, the Michael Jordan of podcasting, Dwayne Abernathy and Yasser. I mean, you know, these are people that are moving forward. They ain't got time for nothing else. They ain't got time for all the sour grapes that are coming down through our community. They're all about moving forward. And I strongly suggest that you look to these people. Most of them very young, very dynamic, but all of them real. So I want to give a shout out to all you guys. Now, okay, yeah, let's do the sports before we get to my catfishing message. Yeah, let me take a pause for the calls, then we're going to get back to sports and catfishing, and then we're going to wrap this up. You're on the show Controversy, Stephen B. As you notice, I didn't ask anybody to call in today because I'm not in the call-in mood, so excuse me. Well, once again, you're at Controversy, Stephen B., doing it for you and me, doing the key of E for excellence. We're going to take a pause for the calls.
I lost it all. My friends, my loved ones. But in life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness. My story. Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true. And all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. But so much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister and a child. Kinda hurt me cause I could've had my own now. I lost my baby, damn it's really getting home now. I just had to learn. This is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do.
All right, all right.
And all I wanna be is true. shame of this fame I've been given. My pride don't cause me to hide my true feelings. Cause I can only be real. Hey, cause I can only be real. Oh, 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 oh. And now this is me. So please accept me for who I am. For what I do, I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true.
Alright, alright.
And all I wanna be is true. And all I wanna be is true. And all I wanna be is true.
Alright.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid. Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket line and picket sign. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Oh, right on.
Simply cause our hair is long.
Oh, you know we've got to find a way.
Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it back and pick it back. Don't punish me for brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
Right on.
Back to Controversy. It's me, you see, Stephen B. Here at the controls in my nicotine-stained hands. Yes, I know I need to stop smoking. But I'm rapping to you with 10% of my brain and the rest of it. Excuse me, in my wallet. This allergy is killing me. And no, it's not COVID. I had every shot in the world. Hell, I'm so tired. Continue this downward trend of dealing with this virus. Now, to sports. Well,
time for the trade. Slave trade. No,
sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
Did you want to play the clip?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, is it ready?
Yeah.
Well, you know, once again, bad stuff.
Back to not being able to hear
it. Going over immediately to shake hands. Now he's going to get in the line. 77-63. And Juwan Howard not going over immediately to shake hands. Now he's going to get in the line. Interesting finish here. 77. Oh, see, and they're going at it.
Oh, yeah.
Howard and guard are not happy right now as the two of them continue to have words. We told you Juwan Howard was not happy about that timeout. Yo, and Juwan Howard just threw a right hand. And now we got a scrum. We have a scrum in Madison. Players are pushing and shoving. This is an ugly scene. This is an ugly scene.
Oh, my God.
Trying to get separated. And there's no doubt it all came from the timeout by Greg Gard. Now, that's not an excuse for this.
No.
But that is what angered Juwan Howard. And it spilled over into this. And you saw Howard and Greg Gard nose to nose.
I knew he was.
He is so fired. He's out of there.
No, that's not going to happen.
Why would they keep him?
No, that's not going to happen. I mean, it's unfortunate. But I don't see U of M doing that. And that's why I started the show, so I would give a shout-out to the people of Madison, because the people of Madison, Wisconsin, are wonderful people. They really are. The university is top-notch, and things like this just don't happen.
He's fired.
Really does.
He's
being fired. Let me tell you why they're not going to fire.
From the kids.
Let me tell you why he's not going to be fired.
Why? Please explain.
For a couple reasons. First of all, that's just one more scandal in University of Michigan's history. Let us not forget that it took them how many years, and they knew what was going on, of their professor who was tied to the Olympics, doing what he did to all those girls. Look how long it took them to fire him. Okay.
He's fired because he don't have a track record as a winning coach yet.
Let me finish. That's number one, okay, why it won't happen. Number two, they have invested too much money. And number three, believe this or not, here's the painful thing about it, is look how much publicity that the U of M, you know, has gotten off of it, and publicity turns into dollars, and we know the athletic programs run by dollars. Now, and this is his first year. And no, he does. Well, no, he doesn't have a losing record, I don't think. But at any rate, it's his first year.
What I'm saying is, it's only his first year as a coach.
Yeah,
that's why
they're not going to fire him. Okay.
He's out of there.
I mean, IU. Look at how many years it took for them to finally part ways with Bobby at IU. It's not going to happen. Trust me, it's not going to happen. Should it happen? I don't know.
Bobby Knight, great White Hope coach. Juwan Howard, they already treat him as a thug because he's part of the Fab Five. He is fired.
Okay.
Watch and see.
I tell you what. It just came down. The university suspended him for the rest of the season, charged him $40,000, and he'll be back for the playoffs, for the NCAA playoffs. They've already
you keep shaking your head, but they've already made the decision.
He's not.
It's
already done.
I guarantee you he's not coming back.
They're not going to fire him. They've already handed out the penalty.
We're going to make a small wager. If they fire him, you wash my truck. No, I ain't going to bet no money.
Oh.
If he doesn't get fired, you wash my truck. If he doesn't, I wash your car.
I ain't washing no truck.
and I'm gonna wash your car.
I don't want you to wash my car before I got.
Hey, but no, I'm serious. I mean, believe me,
he won't be fired. He won't be fired now, or not for this incident. Trust me, he will have at least another 2 years at University of Michigan, unless he ends up doing some crap like the doctor who raped all those girls, you know, for the Olympic team. So it's not going to happen. Believe me, it's not. But with that being said, it should have never happened. It showed such a poor representation of not only what the university is about, what the sport's about, but even Mr. Howard himself. I mean, you know, Howard hasn't been he hasn't been a troublemaker, nor has he been one that has showed explosive bad behavior. I mean, you know, every time now and then it happens even to you and me, we get a little too angry, and we say some things and do some things we shouldn't have ever done, but it happens. So all I'm saying is we need to look at that type of behavior, though, and look at how it influences, you know, other young people. With that being said, hey, man, what's going on in Miami? I'm really confused. Okay, I know the coach got a new job. The coach said they fired.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Steelers hired him as their assistant coach.
But here's my question, though. They said something about an agreement or something that he had with them or something. Pull up the latest while I'm talking sports. Pull up anything about him. Something happened yesterday I wasn't too sure of. The other thing I want to talk about, though, in sports is this. What the hell is going on with boxing, man? I mean, we don't have nothing in boxing. No Muhammad Ali's, no Sugar Ray's. It's almost, heavyweight boxing is almost dead. What's up with that?
Boxing is dead. UFC took that over. Anytime you have a champion boxer like Floyd Mayweather, boxing of YouTube stars and UFC stars let you know boxing is dead, man. UFC took over boxing.
I don't believe that, though.
Boxing is dead.
That's such a violent sport. I don't believe in that. You know, boxing itself is a science, man. They call it the sweet science. I don't know why they call it that. But at any rate, this UF, whatever it is, ultimate boxing stuff, that is just nothing more than gladiator warfare. I mean, that's just like going back to the old Rome days and all that kind of crap. And I don't think it's going to last. I mean, it's just too violent. That's just me. Let's see. What else is going on in sports? Oh, the girl that won the Olympic ice skating. I mean, speed skating. You hipped her? Man, you got to check out the sister. But she won the gold in the Olympics. And, you know, somebody said to me, man, white folks really upset now. Why? He said, we done took over everything in sports all except for hockey. I'm like, that's not true, but I got to give her Kato because that was fantastic. And watching it happen was fantastic.
So back to Flores, since he got the job, did he drop the lawsuit?
Oh, is that what they're talking about?
No, I'm asking.
I don't know. No, I don't think so. There would be no reason for him to drop the lawsuit. Because the lawsuit didn't have anything to do with whether he's going to get a job or not. It was just discrimination. So I think it's a Fed suit. I don't think he dropped the lawsuit. I don't think that was even discussed. It might have been, though.
Oh, I'll tell you something else. Check this out.
Hey, man, you got a degree. Now, work with me.
Okay.
The worst sporting event that I've ever seen in my life had to be the Pro Bowl in the NFL. You agree?
Yeah, they need to get rid of Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl's trash. Nobody watches the Pro Bowl.
But with that being said, you got to be excited and elated about the presentation of the NBA, the NBA All-Star Game.
They need to get rid of the slam dunk contest. It's trash.
What?
It was so trash. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. The funny thing about the All-Star, the dunk contest versus team was this. You're going to walk up to Dr. J, have him to sign your basketball, and then it took you 7 dunks to get one. That's embarrassing.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, that was bad. But with that being said, the game, you know, I mean, it was a typical All-Star game. They did play really good basketball. I say the last of the third quarter and the fourth quarter. But the excitement, man, you know, Steph Curry, 50 points, broke the record in 3 points.
And what other perfect ending could you have than LeBron James scoring the last shot to win the game for his team? I mean, Hollywood couldn't have scripted that.
I didn't even watch the game.
Wait a minute. But, oh, man, you missed
it. I watched the slam dunk and the
The game was exciting. It was exciting. It was fun. That was cute. But anyway.
Oh, that's the ice skater.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to find what's the name?
Yeah, I found it.
Okay. But wait 1 second. Back to All-Star game, then we'll play that. Anyway, but I'm going to tell you what was really exciting about the game. They brought back the greatest players, or what they voted as the greatest players, I guess, of the 75 years, both young and old. And to see Kareem, Jerry West, and they did it by, and they had a circular.
Jerry West still alive?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a circular stage, right? So, and they did it by position. And they started with the forwards, you know, Charles Barkley, and guess who else was there? But he wasn't dressed up looking like a fool.
Dennis Rodman.
They brought him out. They brought out, obviously, LeBron. But let me tell you how they ended it.
Yeah.
He said, and the greatest player on this planet, Michael Jordan. And he came out.
Was he there?
Yes, he was there.
He never there.
Very humble, very nice. He gave a great suit to the crowd and walked and stood at the top of the center of that circle platform with all those great players around. Oscar Robinson was there. I mean, to see that, man, it was just unbelievable. They brought out.
Because he hardly ever comes to the All-Star game.
Even those that were dead, George Gervin was there. I mean, Earl the Pearl. I mean, it was just, just seeing it, man, was unbelievable. But they did a great job of that show. And the halftime show, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Mary J. Snoop. Mary J, Jay-Z. I mean, not Jay-Z,
that was a Super Bowl.
No, this
they
is...
They did a halftime show for...
Wait.
That's a Super Bowl, man.
That was a Super Bowl.
What's the halftime show for the... What's the name?
I don't know. I didn't watch the game. God, I can't remember who it was. But it was a good show. The whole thing was just out of sight, man. I mean, the NFL, if they really wanted to revive the Pro Bowl, they got to do it that way, okay? I mean, they got to have some contacts. They had contact. And it wasn't them too. And they had a lot of fun. But the Pro Bowl was just a joke. But the the NBA was great. Now, with that being said, go back and play the clip of the ice skater, because that is just so unbelievably just monumental.
500 meters on the inside. Because of a slip in the U.S. trials, Brittany Bowe had to give up her position to let Aaron Jackson in to the 500-meter equation. And now she begins really swiftly indeed. She's the second quickest. She's got great strength at the end of her 500 meters. Good corner two from Erin Jackson. Her lifetime best 36.80 set in Salt Lake City and winning the 500 meters there. Goes to the outside. She's usually a good outside. Ben Skater. Ziemek comes back on the inside. The time to beat 37.12. It's going to be quick. It's going to be really quick. Is it quick enough? Yes, it is. 37.04. He's the new leader with one pair to go.
And that was the actual race.
Is that the speed skating?
That was the actual race. But now this is him.
Our next.
That was the actual race, but then they'll talk about her after she won.
Winter Olympics. Team USA's Erin Jackson won gold in the 500-meter speed skating event in Beijing this week. She is the first black woman ever to win Olympic gold in speed skating and the first American to win the race since 1994.
Wow.
The 29-year-old picked up the sport just 5 years ago, people, and she joins us now in the studio. Erin, good morning and congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
We are so proud of you, first of all. I can imagine, what does it feel like to be sitting in this moment with that gold medal around your neck? But more importantly, you've crashed through a glass ceiling for so many people now. They see you.
Yeah, I mean, it feels amazing. I mean, there's just like a lot of happiness, a lot of relief, a lot of excitement, and yeah, it's just, it's a lot of good things.
Speaking of people seeing you, we have a message from a couple of people
okay.
that want to say congratulations. Can we roll
check
that
this out? Check this out. You know what? Apollo, one of the greatest ice skaters in the history of the sport,
said he was watching it on TV, and they were asking, he said, well, are you watching some TV? Yeah, yeah, I watch some TV. You know what he said? He said, well, what did you think? He said, I was shouting, I was crying, I was screaming. It was unbelievable. And I'm telling you, man, this is great, and this is the kind of stuff, man, we need to be putting out to our young people. And we can achieve anything. All we got to do is set our minds to it, refer to the God within, and follow our dreams, because that's what makes for a successful destiny. And trust me when I tell you that your magical mystery tour is but a dream away. It's all on you. It's up to you. You can make anything happen you so choose, and that's how you go about doing it. You know, once again, I come across so many people in life because of traveling and doing the things I'm doing, lectures and stuff. But when I meet people like a Jane Henson from Louisville, who not only young, beautiful, intelligent, poised, but who sees herself as you should see yourself. And that is, when you look in that mirror, see nothing but beauty, grace, glory, and being a star child of the Most High. Because that's what success is all about. You can achieve, you can do whatever you want to do. The world is open to you, for you, by He who created you. It's all about using that mind, that spirit, and that body joined into one to create that which the Master has set forth for you. It's that simple. Now that I said that, I've got to, you know, on my show, I'm on this terror about the catfishing game. And I'm not going to mention no names, but one of the people that I talked about today, it just recently happened to them. You know, somebody created another Facebook page, uses their pictures, you know, say it's them, and then go out and do whatever havoc they choose to do. Let's be careful. Let me say this to you in no uncertain terms. If they call you or if you contact them and within 7 to 10 days they're in love with you, trust me, there's a game about to be played on you. And here's how the game is usually played. Usually it's one of, you know, hard luck. My grandmother, my dad, somebody's sick, you know, help me out. Oh, I'm from the States, but I'm visiting my grandparents or whatever in Ghana, blah, 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 blah. And they always want you to send them a gift card. Why? Because a gift card is not traceable. That's number one. If you're going to send them some money, let them identify themselves. You know, send it Western Union, send it MoneyGram, send it whatever. But unless you fully know that this is the person you are dealing with, don't send the cards. The other thing is this. You know, all that glitters ain't gold in life. I mean, you know, you can get beautiful pictures from anywhere. Can't get mine from anywhere because I'm beautiful in my own right, and that doesn't change. I'm just joking. No, I'm not. I'm telling the truth. Excuse me. I'm sorry. If this allergy don't stop, I'm going to choke myself. But anyway, be careful, because I'm telling you, the games out here are so just crazy. And let me tell you something. This happened to another friend of mine. I want to drive this home, because people don't realize this is a $500 billion a year scam. Okay? I should know. I advise enough people on this. Trust me when I tell you this, that they use other people's profile and pictures in order to lure you in. And then they want to challenge your intelligence by saying stuff like, oh, you don't trust me. No, I don't trust you. Hell, I have a hard time in trusting my own children. Like they have a hard trusting me too. But no. If you all about the real, then reveal yourself as you wish me to reveal you. Somebody had the audacity to meet me just recently, you know, on Facebook. Because I talked to 1,000, hell, I got 7,000, 8,000 people on Facebook. But anyway. And they meet me and said they read about me, you know, like the pictures, blah, 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 like I'm talking about. And then they asked me, how much money am I making while I'm retired? Excuse me? First of all, ain't nobody's business but mine. I'm making enough. That's a fact. I don't barely at all. Man has lived quite well considering some of the people I know about. But the truth of the matter is this. You don't need to know about my finances. The only people that need to know about my finances are people that are handling it, like my financial advisor, which happens to be my son. But I, really, stop being stupid. You'll be without a lot of money. Luckily, I've researched it enough and had enough people who have helped me lure a lot of these people in, and as soon as I lure them in, I expose them. And trust me, as soon as the lawyers can clear what I want to do, I'm going to start mentioning names, period. Ain't got time. If you want to come and get me for the truth, come and get me for the truth, but I'm going to tell you what, they're not going to do that, because to come after me for telling what we already know will reveal them. But I'm going to start mentioning names, and as soon as I can do the audio feed, I'm going to start putting their pictures on there, too. You can call me shameful if you want to. You put yourself out there to do this. Stop stealing from people. Stop lying. Then you don't have that problem. Go and get a job. That's what you do. Stop being a, what's the word I want to use? What do you call those things that's at the bottom of the ocean besides whale shit? But what do you call
parasite.
Them? Parasite. Yeah, stop being a parasite. Lord knows that, especially in the community of color, we have enough. And you people who are using the uniform, especially you women who are using the uniform, stop disrespecting the women who are out there doing the right thing, that are serving this country the right way. Stop it. Stop. Just stop it. You know, oh, I haven't had a fish dinner in, you know, a couple because I'm overseas and give me a gift card. No, I'm not going to send you a gift card. First of all, I'm smart enough to know the military give you whatever you want, especially if you're overseas. You guys aren't living horribly now. Come on. Still battle. I'm living horribly. The other thing to look out for is this. If they can only contact you by texting you and not talking to you on the telephone, then chances are it's a catfisher. I don't mind giving out my number to whoever wants it. You know, you don't have to just text me or the station number, because I have nothing to hide. You know, stop. This is ridiculous. We got to do better, and you've got to do better to protect not only yourselves but your resources. Contact me anytime, and I get paid for this. But I don't mind sharing a little knowledge in reference to this whole catfishing game, because I spent a couple of years really studying it, and I've got it down to a science. I know how to smell them out as bad catfish. Bad as bad tuna, girls, you know what I'm talking about. Stop playing, because you're dealing with somebody here that is far above the games you can play. Been there and done that. Like I keep telling people, there's nothing worse, more dangerous in life than a Negro, a street thug with an education. Me, I grew up as a street thug. I became educated by choice. You need to do the same. Come on now. If you can't do nothing else, go back to school. Stop being stupid and stop playing people for being stupid, because that's not what we're supposed to be about. Now that I've got that being said, but I do promise next week, I keep saying next week, but, you know, I want to make sure that the lawyers are investigating this with me or for me or advising me the right way. I've learned a lot from being associated to the degree of the show Catfish and advising on different catfishing programs and shows, and definitely helping the American Legion out with this whole $500 billion negative business that we have out here in our country today. It's growing rampant. It's gotten so out of control, and so many people and lives are being ruined because of it. You're disgusting. You people who are catfishing are disgusting. You know, I don't even know how you smell or can stand the smell of yourself. But be it as it may, Gracie, you know what I'm talking about. You know where you're from. You're going to be mentioned, and you're going to be exposed to. I'm telling you, I'm not messing around. this going to come to an end. Now, with that being said, we don't have much time left on the show. Let's end it with some advertisement and telling you about who we are. Don't forget that March the 4th, 2020, wait a minute, Bernstein, you got something to say?
No, I was looking to see how much time was left.
Yeah, I was just looking at the time. So.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to do while you're interrupting me?
You asked me a question, sir.
I got to leave you alone because that's a hard-working brother. It really is. Okay. March the 4th, 2022. Funny First Friday comedy show sponsored by Tana B, who's one of our hosts of one of our shows here, and the YazzaRadio.com network. It's being presented by them, and that's March the 4th, 2022, 7:30 p.m. is the opening doors, and showtime is at 8:30. Tickets are on sale, $10 in advance, $15 at the door, and you can get ticket information by contacting Tana B at 317-698-2969. And that's the Premier, Ultra Lounge, which is at 10202 East Washington Street, Suite 790. In Indianapolis. And your sponsors are, like I said, Yazzer, Right Touch Barber and Beauty Shop, and Tana B. So you guys go and check that out. The people on the show are Mick Shaw, Don Mason, Denise the comedian. Denise is really funny. Is that, I wonder if that's Denise I know. Pat Van Dorn's daughter. I think it is. She's funnier than hell. Wynette and Hypnotic. So come and check it out. All these, you know what? They ain't bad looking either. Well, hey, I heard. Of course, I can say that on the air. Of course, I'm sure somebody's going to be upset with me when I get off the air, but then, hey, she'll get over it, I guess. We'll see.
At any rate, just want to let you know that. Don't forget that our TV lineup with the new episode, Sunday, Culture Kings, on the SIB TV channel, which will be on in a loop all that day on Sunday. You need to check them out. Two brothers who are from different hey, by the way, where are you? You're from Gary, right? No. You're from?
Born and raised in Indianapolis, East Side, 40th Street.
Damn. So much for Indianapolis, huh? No, seriously. I mean, his brother's from Indianapolis. His co-host is from the South, Greenville, South Carolina. And these guys, man, I'm telling you, it's all about the truth, and it's all about moving forward. And you really got to listen to the show. It's education. Maybe one day they'll invite me on the show. I don't know, because it might end up being a war or something. But no, seriously, it's hard-hitting. It's on the reel. You need to check it out. That's on Sundays, Culture Kings. On Wednesday, Pep and Snap on that One God TV channel. Two other brothers there talking the real. You got to check them out as well, because it's all about those things that are moving forward and educating our society. And on Sunday, Yazzer Radio Raw on the Yazzer Radio Raw channel. So that's our TV lineup. Our radio lineup is, I got to find it because I got papers mixed up everywhere. As you can see, I'm not very organized today. That is, where's that? Here it is. I hope it's lined up. Is this cool?
Yes.
Okay, hey, YazzaRadio.com. Moving forward, it's Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m., Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., hosted by
Dwayne. That's been changed.
Okay, now you tell the change.
Moving forward is on Tuesdays and Thursdays now.
Okay.
We got to fix that. Yeah.
Okay. Moving forward. Okay. Controversy, hosted by me, you see Stephen B. doing the Key of V. My show's on Monday from 10 to 12 and Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So come and check that out. You know, we talk about a lot of things and usually we're a little more organized than this. But, just doing it the way I'm doing it today, things are just a little confusing, doing it remotely and all that stuff. And once again, I want to say to you that I'm very proud of Yazzer Radio and being a part of it in its beginning stage, infinite stage with the say, because what they're doing is on the real. I can't say it enough that this is how we create an atmosphere of curing the ills that affect our community, and that's about doing the truth, having fun doing the truth, but at the same time putting forth the truth and allowing you to think about it and talk about it as well. So make sure you participate with us. Please don't forget to support our chief sponsor. That's DigitalGuard.com. Help me out because I don't have the information in front of me.
Also, let me know about the new advertising club thing. Digital Guard, you need cameras for your home, go to PreventHomeCrimes.com. And for your home, what's right there? For your home, for your business, PreventBusiness.com. Keep going, no. Right there. And PreventBusinessCrimes.com. That's Digital Guard.
Okay, now you explain this to them because I can't explain to them enough. That
we have here, just like you have public broadcasting where the station is supported by the community. Geyser is the same way. What we want to do is be supported by the community and of small upcoming businesses. You know, we do work with other companies, but even though we take corporate dollars, we not change our mission. So now in Yarza, we have a TV and radio advertising membership. For you get a 30-second video commercial, a 30-second audio commercial for 3 months. It's a 3-month marketing campaign. You can advertise and market on Yarza for 3 months for only $1,200. You get three months digital marketing campaign on Yarza for $1,200. That's it.
Oh, and also.
Oh, and it's the number.
Oh, and the number is area code 847-232-9368. That's 847-232-9368, option 4. So give them a call and kind of check it out. I mean, you owe it to yourself and your business to at least look into it. I think you're going to find it's a great program. Don't forget, coming up soon, Alchemy the Artist. We're going to be doing a virtual art exhibit with him. Also, April the 2nd. I can't tell you any more than that right now, but circle that on your calendar, especially if you're within 50-mile radius of Indianapolis, Indiana. It's going to be a pretty exciting show. I'm not sure yet of the lineup, but Lakeside has been mentioned. Johnny Taylor's son, T.J. Hooker Taylor, has been mentioned. There's been several people mentioned, but it's going to be one heck of a show. I'm not sure today as I'm speaking, but next week I'll have more details on it. I want you to check that out because it's going to also support not only our network, but it's also going to support a program called Operation Comfort Warriors, which is really important to me as a veteran. So some of the proceeds are going to be going to that. Also, pretty soon we're going to be hitting the road with a new show as soon as I can get approval from the station, and that's Tea with Steve, where I'm going to, you know, have a virtual tea with people in different cities, you know, whether we're in Detroit, New York, where you're going to sit down and have tea with me, and we're going to simulcast and just kind of talk about things that are affecting our community. So I want you to be looking out for that. And also we had talked, it's on the board now, we've got to map it out, called Pool Talk. That should be exciting, though, man, because number one, hopefully, we're hoping that we can get Sweaty Hands, a comedian, be the host. And basically, it's just going to different pool halls and letting people play pool and talk their stuff, because I'm telling you, some of the, and the pool hall thing is coming back, you know, the whole atmosphere of the pool hall coming back, just like sitting in the barbershop on Saturday. I mean, the culture and the comedy and, you know, some of the things that you see on TV and on movies, just like Coming to America, the barbershop scene, it's using an old school to bring some new flavor to the old school. I think you're going to enjoy it. So look forward to that. That'll be coming soon. And also, last but not least, please support your veterans, especially those of us of color. Because if you know anything about the history of veterans, we get maligned all the time. And we are generally the last people thought about, yet we are the first people on the line defending your rights, your freedom, and your lives. So please support them. And also, if you think that veterans as a whole are having it rough out here, we veterans of color getting it a little rougher, okay? So reach out, and when you see a veteran, regardless of his color, and you find out he's a veteran, just tell him thank you for your service because it means so much to them. So once again, I'll see you Monday. Thank you for tuning in to our show today, Controversy. With your host, Stephen B., doing it in the key of E, doing it for excellence for you and me. Let's keep the rap going. Let's keep the power going. Also, keep the God within forward. Thank you. Goodbye.